You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it is time for... This is live radio, so things are falling apart. It's Great Mate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
I can't tell you how disappointed I am that Aaron never sings along.
Like, well, anything. You know why.
Why?
It's fine.
We didn't What's have a competition. Great...
No, it's okay. What's our Great Mate Debate today?
Oh my God. All right. So we're clearly having a problem here, because Great Mate Debate is when we bring two people in, they each give their side, and then we figure it out.
Yes. And we were supposed to have Amanda and Josh on today. Josh, I think, had like a work thing come up, so he bailed. But Amanda has joined us.
So doesn't she just win?
Well, we can try to argue his side.
Do you know his side?
No.
I do. I could try.
You're going to try to take his side. So are we going to call you Josh then?
Sure. Yeah.
T. Josh.
Okay. I mean, this is highly irregular, but let's... Amanda clearly wins the toss then.
What?
Yeah, well, I mean,
this
Amanda.
Is rigged.
Amanda?
Yay.
What's going on? How can we help?
Hi. Yeah. First off, thanks so much for having me on your show.
Of course.
So my husband, Josh, and I, it's weird saying husband. We're newly married about 6 months.
Congrats.
We just bought our first house, and, it's a fixer-upper. So my mother has offered to give us about $50,000 to fix up the basement.
Did you say 1-5 or 5-0?
50.
Okay.
$50,000?
Yeah.
Okay. This is your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starting to see why Josh didn't want to come on the phone. Take the money. Take the money.
What? That's how I feel.
Okay. Well,
yeah. So, money is really tight for us, and from my perspective, I feel like any help we can get, like you said, we just should take it.
Okay.
And my mom and I are really close, and I think he's just kind of worried that she's going to sort of insert herself into our lives a little bit more than she already does. But she's helpful, and I feel like, having her there when we eventually have kids is going to be really nice. She does want to put a bedroom into the basement. So that's part of her incentive for giving us money.
This is like her little timeshare. She's investing in, like, she's making her future nest.
I think that's fair to say. Yeah. And, she sort of hinted at that. She hasn't said for sure that she would, like, really, she hasn't, like, officially brought that up. But yeah, I mean, the three of us know that that's kind of where her mind is. And I think we should go for it, because, I think we could use the help eventually. And
okay. You are open to your mom not just living with you temporarily when you have kids, but like maybe as she gets up there in age, with her just like living with you, just like.
Yeah. And I'm not blind to the challenges of that, but we're very close, and I think we can be super honest with each other, and if it ever got to the point where it was uncomfortable, I feel like I could tell her that. But Josh is just like super against the idea.
Well, we have pretend Josh here, T. Josh.
Yeah. Hello.
What was Josh's side going to be, TX?
So, Amanda, this feels really weird because we've only spoken a little bit while we're getting this, so I'm going to have to attack you now, and I don't know, but Josh was basically saying that you two, and you said it, you're very close with your mother. He feels maybe a little too close. She's involved, maybe a little too involved, and it's only going to get worse if now we start planning a renovation, and it's... her money that's being used to do the renovation. Like, how can you tell someone, no, I like this wall color or this,
and it she's is
like,
your house, but
I'm paying for it.
When your parents are paying for a wedding,
I was thinking. Did she help with your wedding at all?
She did. And that's kind of where his perspective is coming from, because
It was a great day, by the way, honey. I remember it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you're just pretending to be Josh. You don't have to. Do you remember that night, Amanda, how I caressed your hair? Okay, let me just jump in real quick. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Is it...
I mean, it already feels like a big jump to help with the wedding and maybe help pick the flowers to, oh, I'm designing my bedroom in your basement.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not ready to move in yet, you could... Like, I'm just saying, if somebody offers you money, you take it, right? You're Gen Z, Aaron. You're like, yes. Right?
Granted, yes, I live in the basement of my brother-in-law, but I help out.
You didn't design it.
Yeah, I didn't.
I see your point, Amanda, and just to be able to have that done pre-having kids, mm-hmm. just to have a house ready with like a nursery area where kids can run around and whatever, but at what cost? Is the cost...
Mm-hmm.
More than the $50,000, is it an emotional burden that she'll have? Will she have hand over you, and really more specifically your husband? Because I don't think you care.
And that's going to cause tension.
Yeah, because you don't care. You want her there. He's like,
Amanda, honey, this is our house.
What are you doing?
Like, we bought this. Like, let's do it on our own. Like, we don't need to just rush. We just bought it. We just got married. There's no rush. We don't need to accept money, especially if it's going to come with all these conditions.
So. Josh is 100% like, not talk to mom. I'm asking you, T-Ag. Mm-hmm. Not talk to mom and go, hey, whoa. He's like, if we take the money, it's implied and I'd rather just not.
Right, because it sounds like he's uncomfortable, maybe I should say, with how close you guys already are. And it's just going to get, it's going to ramp up if she can live in the basement, especially now we have kids and she's there and she picks all everything she wants. It's just... Now it's not his house anymore, or is it, you know?
Okay. Amanda, hang on tight. We're gonna get a jury for you and fake Josh. Don't move.
Do I have to go on hold too?
You do. Please stop talking. You can talk, but only if you're T-Hack.
Okay. Hello.
I'm
back.
I know people, they're usually only children, I should have asked her that, but like that are so close with their mom. But then it's like they get married almost for a swimmer donor.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's like my mom and I can't wait to raise this kid. And it's like, wait, what? And this has a little bit of that on it. It's like, we have our first home. Let me help you get the basement done. It's like, no. It's me and Josh's home.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it kind of feels like, she said it was a fixer upper and like the mom's like, well, I'm not moving into there. So let me get it ready for me. Doesn't matter what you guys are comfortable with. Like I want to live in a nicer finished basement.
But Amanda's cool with it. I mean, she just is.
Because it is nice to have the extra help with the kids, but the kids aren't even here yet, so.
Well, and it's a lot of money, too. I mean, $50,000?
Holy God.
Mm-hmm. But it comes with a lot.
All right, so should they take the money from mom or mom-in-law for the absent Josh, or should they just ride it out and not owe anybody anything? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate where T-Hack is pretending to be married to someone other than his wife. Amanda and her husband Josh, who could not join us today, just bought their first house. It's fixer-upper.
Yeah.
They're doing the basement, but mom wants to help kick in and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. $50,000, but it also comes with, you know, hey, I'd like a bedroom down there.
Hold on. Who's talking now? Is this T-Hack or is this Josh?
I'm still T-Hack.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
We haven't heard the hello. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah. I haven't transformed yet.
Okay. So, Josh. Well, why don't you tell us, Josh? What are you afraid of?
Hello.
Well, she's just gonna move in. She's planning ahead. It's gonna come with conditions. Like now, it's not our basement; it's her basement because she's paying for it. So she gets to make all the decisions. She wants to move in when we have kids. We just got married. We don't have kids yet.
And Amanda, you're sort of not denying that those conditions may exist, but you think the ends justify the means.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get some jury people in here and see if your husband can beat you even without being here. Or if you win and your mom's moving in tomorrow. Cesar.
Yeah.
Hi.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on hers, but at the same time, I think, because I've taken money from one of my wife's aunts, And it was a lot of money, you know, for us. It's something that, that helps. She did hint on, like, hey, later on in life, make a room for me. It was one of those things like, okay, it helps a lot, but at the same time, it's like you just have to be upfront with that person of, hey, you know what? If this happens, I'm going to have to come to you. Everything has to be upfront, I think.
So you're saying take the money, but not just take it willy-nilly. You have to, like... Like, did you, like, write conditions? Like, have a contract?
No, not contract, because she's giving you the money, right?
Yeah.
She's doing it to better you. At the same time, it's like, why else would she give you that money if she, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she wants to have conditions, especially on your house, I think that she should know, like, hey, it's my house, and if you're going to give me this money, I'm going to use the hell I want.
All right. Thank you, Cesar.
And I feel like if we tell her that, she's not giving us the money.
Well, then you still win.
Yeah.
Sort of. Debbie.
Did you forget which side you were on?
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Josh's side. Shame on the mom for dangling that carrot and not discussing circumstances and her intentions prior to just offering that up. She clearly has another motive that she, if she's so close with her daughter, should have been discussed with the family.
So you think she might be just
I think that's a little harsh to say shame on her for that, but okay.
But is she manipulative like it reads? Because it reads a little manipulative.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think that her intentions are to love us the best way she can and to be helpful. And obviously, yeah, I mean, I think she knows that she's going to need to be taken care of at some point, but that's like later on, like kind of way later on.
It's going to be discussed in advance, and whether you feel it's harsh or not, you're not looking at it how Josh is receiving this. So, you know, a conversation should have happened prior to any of this.
Wow. Thanks,
Debbie. Well, we haven't committed to anything yet, so...
No, okay. Let me just say this. It is tied up at one apiece, and we're going to take one more call. So this determines. Kim.
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Well, sorry. Whoever was the one that didn't want to take the money.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's Josh Hack. Why?
We actually had kind of a similar situation. My mom has moved in with us due to health reasons. We had to buy a bigger house in order to move her in. She gave us a significant amount of money to do that. But we regret it completely. It has torn my and her relationship up completely apart. We no longer have the mom-daughter relationship that we had before. And it's become... torture, basically. To the
so
point
you
where
give
we
the money back.
Contemplating, if I could, I would.
And move back into your smaller house. Like, you have all these benefits, but it's just not worth it.
Yes. Like, to the point where my husband and I are contemplating how to get a very large loan to pay her back so she can move out and move into her own place again.
Wow.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yes.
Wow. Sorry that you went through that, Kim. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Amanda, does that make you nervous at all? Like, because you're very close with your mom.
Yeah. I mean, I hadn't really thought of that as, like, something that could potentially even really happen. But I guess, you know, never say never.
Well, I mean, if you're abiding by the rules of Great Mate Debate, in a world first, your husband didn't even show up. And T-Hat got his first win.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Remind me that we need to talk about Aaron and voting coming up. But right now it's time for...
News.
No. Aaron?
Yeah.
No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news. Or no.
I'm going to make a rule that if you don't sing, you don't get to tell stories.
Oh.
How's that?
I'd like to see you try. Good evening. It is Halloween. And
news?
I recently learned...
News? I mean, what do you want from me? Of course.
No,
are you going to say something we don't all know?
Well, I recently learned
it's
this.
It's 420... What?
There are special pumpkins for like pumpkin pie. I thought you just do like the ones. Can
there
you?
It is?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, pumpkin pie is just made from pumpkins.
I. But
you're
there's
saying
like, there's like 14 different types of pumpkins.
Hold on, you're saying pumpkins? Well, you're gonna get me off on one of my grinds my gears. The new feature I want to add to the show.
And that really teased me off.
Yeah. Oh. That. Because buying an apple now has become real hard.
There's so many.
It's
Yep, I got out of the game long ago for that reason. It got way too confusing.
Because it was like Gala was your
was
go-to.
It?
Like Gala, mm-hmm. like, and they
Granny
make the lunchbox
Smith,
size.
That's all
you had. Yeah, and the Granny Smith are awful, but you make a pie with that.
And
Granny Smith are the green
ones,
right?
You use those for like caramel apple too, right? Because you want the sweetener.
Caramel apple is a vessel for me to just work out my teeth and peel the caramel
I
off.
I love a caramel apple.
You eat the apples too?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God, I just...
I have one every single day.
What?
Yeah.
Even when it's not apple? Halloween?
Well, no. Just during the season.
You're saying...
Do you make them
no.
yourself? Or you just buy them?
So
I
when they have them sitting there at the front of the store,
you're
the
like
one
the
that's
three
for.
Packs. Oh, yeah.
Those sons of bitches keep putting out the cookies that are uncooked, and my kids, no matter how old they get, they want them, and they're just right there when we walk in, and they always put it in my cart.
Yeah.
And then I can't say no. Oh, my God.
That's good.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
You can use pumpkins to make pumpkin pie.
Okay, no, you're right. There's so many different, so there's, you're saying much like a Honeycrisp versus a Gala versus a Red Delicious versus a, what are some of the, Fuji?
Mm-hmm.
You were looking at the wrong guy.
Oh, dude, there's so many different. Honeycrisp is the way to go.
It
you
is.
Can
Those are
it,
the best.
Did you say Granny Smith?
Granny Smith. She
That's
said
like the
it's
sour
a green
one, right?
Yeah.
Green
yeah.
One. Okay. Yeah.
But if you're in the red hue apples, I was naming the Honeycrisp.
Red Delicious.
Fuji.
That's one.
That's a red, red one.
Okay.
There's some that are red on the inside now.
No,
I've eaten them. I have a video.
Have you had a grapple?
No, I haven't.
Oh, God. If you know where grapples are, text in right now to 51059 and I will buy them.
I bet it's not their season.
No, I think it's always because I feel like they're super nuclear accident genetically
Fair.
Modified. Because you take a bite out of it and it tastes like they took, do you know the really good, clear Welch's white grape juice?
Oh, yeah, bud.
It feels like they injected the apple with that. So you bite it and you're like, I'm drinking Welch's white grape apple juice.
Mm. Ooh, I do like that.
So it's grape flavored apple.
Okay. You like grapples so much, you're hooked.
Like a
grappling hook.
That's a grappling hook.
That's the joke, though. Good evening. It has been announced the number one sandwich in America. Do we have any guesses?
Number one fast food sandwich
nope,
or just number
favorite
one?
Favorite sandwich. So not a particular place, just a type of sandwich. It is my favorite.
Just
from
like
a strategic standpoint, I'm going to tell you this is brilliant because I have to say news because I have to know. But I mean, the obvious to
just
me,
like a turkey.
Yeah.
A basic turkey sandwich.
Turkey and cheese sandwich.
Yeah. Like a deli
Jersey
sandwich.
Mike's.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, peanut butter and jelly might be it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
As long as we're on my tangent brain.
My stomach is already growling.
I just, Uncrustables every once in a while ventures out and does something crazy rather than just basic grape or basic strawberry. And they have the hazelnut. They can't
Nutella.
Call it, yeah, they can't call it that.
Oh.
It's just hazelnut spread.
Oh.
Because they're not in cahoots, so they
gotcha.
Just, it's like the generic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have raspberry jam now.
Ooh.
And there's something about peanut butter and raspberry
Did
jam.
You see that the Broncos go through 700 Crustables every
the
season?
The NFL in general?
Yeah.
Like,
so
Uncrustables,
so
the
many.
NFL is their biggest client.
Yeah.
We're talking about fit men who bench press the three of us combined.
Yeah.
And they're firing down kid
so
food with
many
Wonder Bread and the crust cut off.
Yeah.
The Broncos were one of the biggest offenders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think
like
they were third, second or third.
Like 700 pounds
a day. It was 700, yeah.
That's incredible. Anyway, Broncos, raspberry ones. They're out now.
Let us
now.
Know.
I would, if I had to guess, I was going to go with turkey, but it's obviously PBJ.
Yeah.
PBJ is the best sandwich or the most popular sandwich.
Turkey is more popular than PB&J, but neither of them are number one. The most popular and my favorite is a grilled cheese. 42% of Americans
Shut
say
up.
That's their favorite
Are
sandwich.
Are you kidding me?
You cannot beat a grilled cheese.
I do think it's underrated. I always forget about it.
Oh, the crisp.
Yeah.
Just
the melty, the buttery.
If you're a grown up, I'm only talking to you now, Aaron, because Tiak is probably, he's using basic
up.
Bread
yeah.
and American cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little, maybe a little Texas toast.
Yeah,
a little thick.
Basic bread.
Yep.
if you're out there and you can get some of like, because some of those Udi's gluten-free breads are very fancy and crunchy already.
Yeah.
And then you do it and you whatever, but then you have to do the like tomato basil.
Yeah.
You, if you can, no. if you eat a, I swear to
That's
God,
not
if you
on
answer
this
no to this, if you eat a grilled cheese without tomato soup, you are not to make eye contact with me ever again.
You eat it with fries. You get a side of fries.
That feels so
dry. What kind of snack shack has soup?
Okay. At a restaurant, I'm going to give that to you. But all like right, at your home, tomato soup.
That almost escalated. Let's all.
That's all.
Good thing we all remain calm.
Bring it back down. Okay. But like, seriously, you do, right? You dip. It has to be cut in a way that you have a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
You dip the corner in the tomato soup. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So good.
Growing up, that's how we did it. Yep.
All right. But you don't do it that way. All right.
No, because I eat only at Snack Shacks.
Good evening. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has gotten a paternity test.
I don't know who that is.
She was the woman who got her boyfriend to kill her mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The other day. Okay, yeah. Yes. She's, okay. She's a killer, right? Allegedly.
Technically, she isn't. Her boyfriend is, but she got her boyfriend to.
So she kill got her mom. A paternity test because we don't know who her baby daddy is?
Correct.
Is the baby out?
No. So they did she got an in utero.
Yeah. Mm. Those are scary.
Yeah.
Did she release the results or are we.
No, they're not. Like, she literally just got it done.
Mm. Okay.
You got to get behind the paywall to find out this.
Okay.
Is she but really there's so much drama person? With like the ex-husband and he's like, I know it's not mine. They're only doing this to sell to whatever.
Okay. Can I explain what news or nope is real quick?
I thought it was news.
Well, it's a news story if we knew. You know what I'm saying?
But if you know, I'm letting you know, that's what makes it news.
But it's like saying,
would you watch the news
series
about
ended last
something?
Night? It's like, who won?
I don't know.
Well,
you know
letting,
what I'm saying?
Like you
just started
a
news story and you don't have the answer.
Because the answer isn't out yet. I'll inform
then
you.
It's not a story
until
we have the answer. It's like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Dodgers won. Just.
Even I knew that. Just I watched
that
it.
Is that your news story?
No, I have a different one. Good evening.
Good evening.
Women and wives all over the world rejoice. 7 out of 10 believe their partner has selective hearing and chooses when they listen and when they don't.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know, I don't think Tiak gets it. No, you kind of get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a story out that basically I would like to put it on the air right now. Text in to 51059 if you're stinking wealthy and you want to be friends with me.
Yeah, friends with all of us.
Super wealthy. No, just me. No, okay, we can all be friends. Because there's a story out that says if you have wealthy friends, there's a better chance of you being wealthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the circle you keep, you become like them.
Yes, absolutely.
No matter what. I think
I believe it 100% to be true if you grab the wrong people. If you're like, if your life is on this stagnant downward spiral, look at your friends.
Yeah.
Because they're probably circling the drain before you. And you're just in that pattern. And you got to just get out.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I have some friends that are pretty well to do. You guys, Aaron specifically, has tried to steal any one of my friends who are worth money.
I like having a good friend group.
Just the rich ones, though. Yeah, I noticed you haven't gone
those
after.
Those are the only ones that you've introduced me to.
I don't introduce you to anybody. You just glom on. If somebody walks by, you're like, are you Slacker's friend? Yoink.
She's smart. She's doing what she's supposed to do.
But I mean, here's the weird thing. You were talking about, like, you feel this is true because you had this experience where some dude, you were there at the birth of a millionaire.
Exactly. Yeah. He had started a company and he sold it and I was DJing and I knew the guy before and he had enough money, I guess. But then when he sold the company, he had a lot of money. He became a millionaire
that night,
like in a snap, like it literally hit his account over $1 million.
And then he was like, let's go out and watch.
Let's go out and celebrate. Yeah. So and it's one of my favorite nights, like my favorite memories of all time.
And
it was
one of your best friends on the planet is. Very insanely rich.
Very wealthy, yeah. And has been just forever.
Since you knew him.
Uh-huh.
His family's just has money and they just make more money. They're just like.
Yeah. They just keep going up.
Okay. But according to this story, then you should have money. Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Because you're surrounded, and same for me. Like I have a couple friends who are very, 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 very well off.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that I am? I do well, but I'm not. I'm not going to say their names, but you You know who I'm talking
about. You live in a neighborhood with a gate.
But it's, dude, you can walk around the gate. It's not a gate. It's rusted and you can walk around it. I'm not in a secure compound with like armed guards. Yeah.
My neighborhood doesn't even have a sign. It's just like that collection of houses.
Because you don't have an HOA. There. You should be happy you don't have that.
Yeah, I don't.
But like,
but I think it changes your mindset because I was genuinely happy for them too. Even though when he became a millionaire, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't work for him or any of that. But there were a lot of people that he did. Like helped him start the company and he gave them a money, but he got way more money than they did because he started it. And then Now they're jealous and like, well, how come we only got this much and you got this much? And it became this fighting thing instead of just like, hey man, we all cashed out. This is great. We're rising together. This is great.
A rising tide raises all
boats. So I think it's more about your attitude.
Okay.
That you have towards money. When you see people doing well and then you can be happy for them, I think it invites more wealth into your life.
But do you think rich people want to be around people like us?
Well, your friends do.
People like us.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So, is this one of your favorite things, T-Hack? I don't know. Do you like these? Because it seems like you bring it up a lot.
I just have them a lot. I shower often.
Mm. We want to talk about shower thoughts.
Not relatable.
I feel like you're the guy because you're punny.
Mm. Thank you. I think.
I know. So I think you think in snippets like
that.
Yeah. You think in ways that are like, you're like Seinfeld in your brain. I think Seinfeld is your inner dialogue. It's like, what's the deal with all the cats?
Seinfeld just sat up somewhere. It's like, I can't sleep for that.
But you know what I'm saying? Slide. Like you have shower thoughts, I think, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The problem...
Things bother me, yeah.
Right, that's where there's a whole teed off with T-Hack thing.
Yeah.
But like, I think sometimes the way you articulate them isn't... Like there's times where you've come in and you're like... I've got this thought about whatever, and then we're all just like, what? Like, what are you...
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a shower thought on your brain right now?
Yeah, I want to know how they figured out we could drink cow's milk. Who...
That's valid.
I'm going to say
who
this.
Who was that guy?
I just put you on the spot, thinking that you would fail. That is the best shower thought I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
Oh, thank you.
Like,
yeah.
did they run through...
Right.
Like, bears... Like,
yeah, and at what point would you be like, maybe we should just give up? It seems to be not working. And
none
then
of the other
like,
milks. Yeah, and then we were just like, yeah, let's eat that or drink that.
Yeah, and also like we didn't know about pasteurizing it and stuff for a long time. And
yeah,
then we were
just kind of,
some guy was just.
I do remember hearing or learning that the first guy who was like, tomatoes are safe, the way he got people to believe him was he like stood in front of everyone and ate like 12 tomatoes and was like, see, I'm fine. Wow. That's it.
But what if it's a slow acting poison? That's stupid.
He waited
so
there.
He just waited.
Yeah.
And just stood in the town square with his bushels of tomatoes going,
we're good.
Come back tomorrow. If I'm still here, there are.
That's how they would have to do things. Yeah.
So what did the milk guy do with the cow in front of everybody? He's like, look, everyone.
Watch this.
You think you're thirsty now.
That is an amazing shower.
The same for stuffing. Who figured out stuffing? Who's like, you know what that bird needs?
No,
a little bit of bread up the butt.
I don't like stuffing. I like dressing, but I don't like putting it inside.
But
the
like,
I think that's vile.
Let's look into these people. They were just roaming around amongst us.
You had us at cow milk, and you're blowing it with stuffing.
Wait, it's not weird to you?
No,
that some guy stuffing? Was like,
or a turducken.
That yes, exactly.
The turducken is weirder than stuffing. Yeah. Somebody's like, Dr. I'm gonna put that bird inside of that bird inside of that bird. That a turducken is somebody who really got after.
Let's look into these people. Get them off the streets.
Here's my shower thought. And we want your shower thoughts as well. But like mine is, I've said this forever, especially now that there's more and more evidence that there are aliens visiting us or there's something that there's things flying around. There's Air Force pilots who've seen it. And you're just like, they're not like high or like have an agenda of being like, we're among it, like whatever. I think if aliens were watching us, they would think that dogs are the main species, are the most powerful thing on the planet.
What?
Because we do the dogs are like kings and queens. We do everything for them. Like they don't do, what do dogs do? Nothing. They just sit around, they walk outside, they poop, we're like, oh, I got that, sir. I got that.
You're right, yeah.
I'd like something to eat. Here's a treat, here you go. They go, oh, here, I bought you another toy. Here, have this. We shower them with gifts. We pick up their poop. We bathe them. We let them sleep with us. They are the superior. Like, if you're just observing, it's like.
I'm trying to totally take my mind out of what I know now and just, like, picture.
You're just looking down on a planet and you're like, okay, one species picks up the other species' poop. Mm-hmm. Like, the species who's picking it up is the lesser of the two. Yeah. It's like
one species goes to work all day so they can come home and then just play with the guy who stayed at home all day. I get it.
Who's royalty on the planet? The dogs are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have it figured out for sure.
Yes. Bring me more food. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's a turducken.
Take me.
I've been working in the lab.
Thank you. And then we let them just get on another dog and we just stand there and we're like, it's okay. Okay. You're just doing it. They pee on the rug. You're not mad. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah, we're cleaning it. Yeah, they get away.
Yes, my shower thought is not as good as milk.
It's still good.
It's pretty good.
Stuffing was good.
No, stuffing was stupid. You jumped the shark. All right, if you have a shower thought, this is your time to get it out to the world and not look crazy. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I don't think this one is unique, but I've definitely thought about it a lot now that I have kids, is there's one day where you set your kid down for the last time.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You like pick up your kid, you hold them all the time, and then there's one day where you just don't pick them up again. And you don't necessarily know when that day is coming. It just
happens.
It just happens. It might have happened to you.
Oh, it's definitely, I don't pick my kids up anymore.
Yeah. Isn't it? But do you remember when it just... Stop.
No.
I mean, same with like.
With the goodbye kiss in the car, I remember that.
Yeah.
Which is like one day you're like, and then like the next day you're leaning over and you're just like, oh, I guess we don't do that anymore.
That's sad. That one's a sad. They're both sad.
I recently realized that because I got my nose pierced, you see your nose all the time, but your eyes just like ignore it.
You see?
Your nose is in your vision.
You're right. It's in your field of view, but your brain just filters it out.
Yeah.
But once you put a nose ring in...
I was like, what is this?
All of a sudden, your nose became a thing to look at.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm used to it now, though, and it's gone again. It disappeared. I got your nose.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Yeah, it is there. If you just...
That's a good look for you. I like
it. Okay, but here's the thing. I don't want them all to be like... You don't have to be like tripping mushroom kind of... Like, it can be as simple as... I read one, it's like... We bake cookies, but we cook bacon.
We do. Yeah.
So shouldn't we cook cookies and bake bacon?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah.
No, because you bake in the oven.
You
don't cook cookies on
the
stove top.
You can make bacon in the oven. I used to make bacon in the oven.
Okay.
Sounds like we've been baking a little too much.
Okay. How about this one? The word long is shorter than short.
That's weird. I don't like that.
We do a lot of stupid things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever watched like a movie in subtitles and this guy's like, blah, 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 and it's like, stop it. Like, there's some word, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some phrases are, I don't know. Mm. I'm not saying it right.
Yeah, I'm not following.
Do we have any more or should we just stop?
Let's see. We press harder on the remote control when we know the batteries are weak, but that doesn't do anything. That's just wasted effort.
I do that. In fact, my Nest door opener was like, batteries are low. So then I'm like, that's how I enter my code now. These don't have any more batteries. They're 9-volt. All right. If you have a weird shower thought, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing shower thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're remembering that we've just done random shower thoughts like on the show recently. Like Aaron just pointed out, remember we were talking about words that we love the way they look?
Oh, yeah.
Boob is a shower thought. Because boob is three boobs in one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From different angles.
It's boobs from the top. It's
bird's
boobs
eye.
From the front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's side boob.
Yeah. Wow.
Capital.
It's definitely a shower thought for me, but in like a different way. We'll just
all right.
We can get to the call.
Should we move on to the call then? Yeah. Christy?
Yay.
What's your shower thought?
I don't really have a shower thought, but I was just wondering, Slacker, if you were one of the 12 people that saw Battlefield Earth.
One of the 12 people who saw... Oh, is that the L. Ron Hubbard thing?
Yeah, with John Travolta.
Yeah, so it's sort of like it's by the guy who it was the founder of Scientology, I think. And it was terrible, yeah. Right? No, I did not see it.
It was horrible. Because they thought dogs were the rulers of the planet.
Oh, that's really why.
Oh
my God, because it is true. Horrible, I'm sorry, that was my shower thought. In case you missed it, if you walked up to a species and somebody was picking up the poop of the other and constantly feeding the other and catering to their ever need, like you would go, that thing is the superior being.
Mm-hmm, they're in charge, clearly.
So I'm clearly cut out for Scientology, is what you're saying.
Maybe. I hope not, but all right. Maybe.
I did not know that's what the movie was about, but I might waste some time on it tonight. Thank you. Sam?
Hi.
What's your shower thought?
So actually two. I have a creepy one and a non-creepy one.
Okay.
What one do you guys want?
Let's start with creepy.
Okay, so at some point in the cremation process, the meat is perfectly cooked. No matter how brief that moment is, it exists, and now you know it's there.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I've heard, too, that cannibals don't like the taste of tattoos, so...
Is that
guess
true?
Guess who's safe in this room?
You have, like, three tattoos.
Four.
Okay, what's your non-creepy...
I'm all Little Debbies. I'm delicious.
Oh, man, I bet you smell like a bakery when you burn. What's your other one?
Your skeleton is always wet, but at some point, it won't be.
Okay, Sam...
They were both kind of creepy.
We'd like to kind of know where you are, and some friends of ours would like to come and talk to you.
I want to hang out.
How did you determine which was the creepy one?
Because I think they're both creepy.
Oh, and you forgot. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What about the orange? Oh, yeah. I have another one. My mother just told me another one.
Okay, well, let's go, Sam. It's the Sam Show. Okay. What's the third one?
What came first? The orange, the fruit, or orange, the color?
Oh. That's a good question.
I don't
question.
Know. That is a good one, though. I agree. Yeah. I think orange, the...
Fruit.
Yeah, and then everyone's just like, well, that thing's orange colored.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, okay, let's just call it that. All right.
Orange, you're glad Sam's done with her shower thoughts.
All right, thank you, Sam.
Or grapefruit, if someone naming it was like, well, let's call it a grape. We already have that. Let's call it a grapefruit.
Okay, now these are turning into stoner thoughts, and I don't think it's the same thing.
All right.
Chris?
Yay.
What's your shower thought?
Hey, you know, this is kind of a two-part thought for this one. A, I want to know what was going on in this guy's brain that ate a Rocky Mountain oyster for the very first time, and what the heck was that experience to want him to relate that to an oyster?
Yeah, well, it's probably the sliding down the...
They're not.
I agree, though.
Well, normally they're fried, but I'm guessing.
Oh,
I think
okay.
We make them fried now.
I
but
was
I'm guessing
thinking of now versus
that
the
dude
first
probably
time.
Raw dogged it.
Oh boy.
thank you, Chris.
How did you prepare it?
It made your milk thing seem far less creepy.
Thank you. Good.
Not okay. Melissa. Melissa.
Yeah.
What's your shower thought?
My shower thought is Taco Bell hot sauce packets. Why haven't they made them bigger? Why do I have to use 20 of them on one taco?
It is true. It's like they're made by people who are wimps. Because it's made by Tiak. Well, all packets are too small. Because like a ketchup packet, it's like, what is that, perf fry?
No, it is.
It's not enough. Your packets are not enough. Go big or go home.
I agree, yeah. Give me a big pouch.
I'm 40 years old. Do something here, you guys. Like, enough is enough.
Yeah, no, we get it. Thank you. It is, are all these people just high?
And hungry?
Because we're down to like Taco Bell and like.
It's our audience.
His skeleton's wet, brah. What? Eric.
Yeah.
What's your shower thought? Yeah.
Is a cheesecake a pie or a cake?
What was it? Is a cheapskate?
Cheesecake.
Oh, a cheesecake.
Is it a pie or a cake?
It has a crust.
It's in a pie pan.
It's got a crust on it. So it is a cake. It should be cheese pie. You're right. That thing's been mislabeled this whole time.
It is a tart.
Because it's not cake. You didn't bake it either.
But you wanted to rot. You do bake it.
You don't, do you?
Some
you
of them,
you don't
bake
it. No, it's cold.
No, yeah, but then
you bake
it
first and then.
Sometimes, yeah, because there's eggs in it. And you want it to rise like a cake.
It's all nasty, but it's got a crust
on it. It's so good. Delicious.
That's a good one.
I've always wondered.
Well, let's we'll meet you at Cheesecake Factory later, and we're just going to...
As if it needs to take longer there. peppering the server with the questions.
Oh, my God, dude. Angela.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Yeah. Hi. What's your shower thought?
My thought is I want to know who the tester was for baby pacifiers and bottle nipples to be able to advertise they're the closest to the real thing.
It was probably Diak.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm a married man.
Whoa. But... Who's that for?
Well, I have a question about dating. And I thought I would ask both of you.
I am a married man.
Okay.
Because I see a lot of things when I DJ specifically at Brothers Bar, but it's a bar and all.
Seems like you're getting a plug in there. Is there a reason for that? Are you looking?
Well, that's just where I DJ. But I've DJed at tons of bars, but now it's just one. But okay. I always see guys approaching women, men approaching women, mm-hmm, and like shooting their shot, and most of the time getting rejected. Moving on and then shooting their shot again or whatever.
Is it fun to watch that?
It's painful.
Is it?
I don't like it at all. It makes me uncomfortable watching it because everyone seems uncomfortable. The women seem uncomfortable. It's like, please just don't do this. Don't make me.
Is it because the guy's not up to their like what? I'm going to be totally honest, and you probably will believe this. I've never shot my shot.
Really? At a what?
I don't believe that because I feel like it's not in the way that T-Hack sees when he DJs. I think your shot is different.
What do you think my shot is?
Like you're not going to walk up to the bar and be like, ever, let me buy you a drink.
Ever.
That's not your style. Mm. You're going to be
that's the only way to shoot your shot, isn't
no,
it?
No. You would like trip someone or like... Jesus. You would do something...
My God, that's almost eerily accurate.
You would do something else to like get their attention and then wander off.
I wouldn't do that.
And then have them find you again, kind of thing.
No, I don't think I would do that. You know what I would do? Mm. I would like throw playing cards at them until I got their attention.
Mm. It's underrated. It worked for me.
You got a wife out of that
I
move.
I did, yeah. I was just looking for a girlfriend. Ended up with a wife.
I don't think I don't. Huh. I'm just, yeah, I don't. We've been at bars together.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me even think about shooting my shot though?
No, because it's always been work events.
Yeah, there are some guys, though, that are just kind of like, oh, they see a beautiful woman. It's like, I have to go talk to her.
I know a guy like that, and his success rate is phenomenal. Don't understand. You know what it is? It's why I'll never date again. It's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
A guy who can shoot his shot that doesn't suck at it is intoxicating, even if he's not all that good looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but doesn't that imply that he's gotten very good at shooting his shot? Like, doesn't that seem like, oh, he's working
me? He's a player.
Like, yeah, he's a player. He knows what he's smooth talking me.
Don't ask me, ask her. Like, don't you, to me, it just seems like you suspend your disbelief at that moment and go, this guy's just smooth. And I like it. I like his BDE. It's just like, we just, like, comes up on you.
It's more so fun and, like, the hitting on is just a... secondary thing.
Yes.
Because there was one time where I was at Brothers with my friend and I was hit on and I could feel the awkwardness and I was really hoping T-Hack was watching.
So, but what do you, like, what do they do when they hit it? Is it always, when you're at a bar, is it always, can I buy you a drink?
That time it was just like, we were at the bar and they walked up and just chatted. And it was just,
I don't know you. What am I doing here? Why would I just start talking to you?
Yeah,
but how would you get to know? It's a catch-22 because how would you meet them if you don't
But that's
meet
the thing
them?
Is like you, I don't think you can do the small talk. You have to do like something crazy. Not crazy, but like don't walk up and be like, how long have you been in Denver? Like that's dumb. Ask me what color my dragon would be if I had one. Ask me if I was a soup.
Oh my God,
what
that's so stupid. You really want us to do that?
Absolutely. Have real conversation starters.
Most women want that, Aaron. I don't.
Well, I am not most women.
Okay. Well, then we got to look for somebody.
Weird.
But do you think most women like the, can I buy you a drink? And then it's like, well, we'll have
so
a
cliche.
Drink together. And
it's
then...
cliche. And I feel bad because I feel like both men and women know the odds are not great and you're just going to be buying someone a drink and getting nothing out of it. She's going to disappear and go ask someone else for fries.
Well, so I saw something happen recently while I was DJing. Something that I've seen rejections. I've seen it work out before. I see everything.
You have?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've seen people make out. I see all of it.
There was a guy who also had a huge. We've talked about him on the air before when you were at Brothers Downtown.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah.
He's like, go for the ones with the big purse.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have
a change of clothes, or they're prepared. If they have, he said,
if they have a big purse, yeah, they're probably not going home.
That was his move. Is if they have a big purse, they have makeup remover and all the things that they're prepared to not go home. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh my god, I'm just
yeah. Okay. Aaron's got a backpack.
No, I've got just a thin wallet.
So I saw
oh my god. Okay, sorry.
I saw this for the first time, okay. And I wanted to run it by to see what you both thought of this from both perspectives, like if you would try this. So there was a group of friends together. There was some guys and some girls all together.
Okay.
And then there was a guy who was with just one friend. So two guys, and they were like playing pool kind of by themselves. And then this group of friends and a woman walked to the bathroom, came back, and while she walked by the pool table, the guy playing pool kind of pulled her aside and just said, I don't know what he said, but they had a quick conversation and he got her number or her Instagram or her Snapchat or something.
He did.
Hmm. And then she just went back to her friends and he went back and played pool. And then the night went on. Neither of them left. He stayed and played pool the entire time. She stayed with her group of friends the entire time. They started dancing. They started like really having drinks and having fun.
Whoa.
And they never interacted again.
That's wild.
And
I thought you were going to say they eventually, then at the very end, they just like made out. Again. And like,
he got the number and was like, I don't know if he said, I see you're with your friends, but I wanted to introduce myself. Can I get your number? And maybe we can talk at a later date. Is that a good move? But it seemed weird to me. It's kind of like, you're both here.
Yeah.
You just met.
Combine the groups.
But you don't want to be desperate. I think the worst thing in the world is, I hate saying this out loud. I think I reek of desperation, kind of. I think
is that what open the window.
Shut up!
Is that what that is?
I mean, a little bit. Because I talk about it on the air, and I'm like, I'm never going to date. Nobody's matched me on Hinge. Like, And it's like, then I seem desperate. So that dude's move.
I don't think that physically shows on you, though.
Oh, I think it does. Because if you were to walk across a bar and start talking to me, I'd be like, do you want to get me? You want to? Here's a house key. Here's my 401k. Okay. Here's my password to my internet. You know, like
So you think this guy had the opposite of that?
It's like, I think you're good looking and I don't want to interrupt your night, but I'd really like to get to know you later. That is a god baller move.
Is it about, so now I want
to, I think it is.
I would have liked to have combined groups, got to like hang out a little bit. And then see.
Yeah, to me it seemed weird. Like, you're both here, and I was watching him the whole night because I saw that happen. And it's like, when is he gonna come over and buy her a drink or something? Like, do the next step of getting to know her. And he just never did. And then they left, and she didn't even like wave bye or anything. Like, she's just with her friends, and he.
But he's gonna snap her later. He probably snapped her later that night and was like, "What are you doing next Friday?"
Like, yeah, so is that...
Because the worst thing in the world is if me and you, we're having bro time, we're out, you're married, I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing some pool, I promised you I'd come play pool, and I see this gorgeous woman in a group of people, is like, listen, I don't want to blow T-Hack off. I love him. We're catching up. And you're obviously having fun. But it would kill me to not at least have your number.
See, that sounds smooth. That sounds smooth to me. But it also is like... It's kind of a chicken way to do it,
well,
too.
No, it's not. Don't you think that's cool?
I don't know.
You slept with everyone. Did anyone try that?
No.
What?
I don't know.
What do they say to you to get you to...
Hey.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys, okay. We don't have anything else to talk about here, so everyone is on their way right now to trick-or-treat, I would assume. Well, it's not quite dark enough yet, but like it's...
You're gearing
up. What time
up.
Do you go with... What time will you take... Like, I know you're going to jet out of here a little bit early, because you can't take your... A four-year-old... Four? Four-year-old...
He is four, yeah. For a few more days.
Out at 8. Oh, my God. I have a total tangent. It's Halloween, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. You guys really celebrated today.
What the hell's wrong with your mouth?
It's Kim Possible. For some reason, her upper lip is brown, and I just copied it.
It's freaking me out.
Sorry.
It's a great costume.
Thank you.
It's a great Kim
it's
Possible.
It's green car. She could be Dexter as well.
No.
No.
Dexter doesn't have a fanny pack.
I feel like I both want to call her and beep her if I want to reach her.
Is that part of the song?
Boop,
yeah.
Boop, boop, boop.
It's terrible. I don't know what that is. I don't know what Kim Possible is. Because my kids, it was gone by the time my kids would have been into it.
Yeah.
And it was definitely
they
not
made a
here
remake, like a live action.
Is she cute? Is she animated or real?
She's a cartoon, but she is cute.
Oh, she's smoking. I mean, yeah, she's all right.
And then she goes, she's one of the cartoons you would.
Yeah, she's hot.
Like Jessica Rabbit hot or?
No.
Who's the hottest cartoon?
Mufasa.
Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny's up there with her little ears tied.
Yes.
When she's got the ponytail.
I've seen them all. You know,
oh,
I know.
Oh my God. Lola Bunny, you're
no,
right.
No, the
Don't
dude from
call
Atlantis.
Me doll.
Atlanta. Oh, yeah. He's got the glasses guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good.
I don't know what that is. God, I'm 0-2 on your references, you guys. Is the generation gap getting wider right now?
I think it is.
Because I don't know who Kim Possible is. And if her mouth looks you can't say Kim Possible is good looking if only one of her lips is a color. Why didn't you do the...
What?
Why didn't you do the bottom lip too?
It just fades quicker.
Mm.
Okay.
It looks good.
I don't even remember what we were going to talk about here.
Let's get back to Lola Bunny.
No. What were we talking about? We were talking about candy or something? What were we talking about? First off, it's Halloween.
Oh,
congratulations
to
everybody. Oh, and what time? I remember...
Mm.
Do you guys remember me saying that one of my biggest pet peeves about Halloween is when snot-nosed teenagers come to your house and they're essentially not wearing a costume. They're just not. They're just standing there in a hoodie and they're like, they got a pillowcase and they're like, trick or treat.
Right. Yeah.
My daughter is going out today.
Oh, no. She's going to wear a hoodie.
Probably. She's wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And I'm like, I thought you were dressing up. And she's like, I did. It took me... This might be lost on you guys. It took me 5 minutes. I couldn't figure it out. Finally, I stared at her t-shirt long enough. Her t-shirt says L-O-D-E-D.
L-O-D-E-D.
I think it's D-I-P-E-R.
D-I-P.
Loaded diaper?
Yeah. Apparently in Diary of a Wimpy Kid, his big brother Roderick is in a band called Loaded Diaper. So she's... Diary of a Wimpy Kid's older brother, Roderick. But essentially, she's wearing what she wears at school every day, jeans and a black t-shirt. And she's going to walk up to people and they're going to go, everyone in my neighborhood is going to hate her the way I hate teenagers, but she is in costume. But you just have to know what it is. And that's the other thing. Beyond teenagers who do that, I don't like people who are wearing something that you walk up and you go like, what?
My favorite thing because especially this year, my TikTok For You page is hilarious with people doing like random obscene costumes. Like someone dressed up as Harry Styles specifically from his like X Factor audition. Or someone dressed up as an iPad kid and just is on their iPad in a bar, just sitting on the floor. It's so funny. It's so funny.
No, that's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
Because then I want it. Yeah, you're with me. Mm-hmm. If at the end of a joke, nobody's laughing, you go, no. Okay, so the rabbi was actually, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the more you have to explain, like...
Like, okay, a priest and a mom and a rabbit walked into a bar, and the rabbit goes, I think I'm a typo.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to explain that it's actually rabbi and it's a typo, that's not funny. Nor is iPad kid.
iPad kid is hilarious.
That's not funny.
Because it doesn't need explanation.
Need explanation.
No,
are you in a costume?
You see an adult sitting on the floor of a bar on an iPad, and it's like, yep, someone brought their iPad kid. The tablet kid's here. So funny.
I wouldn't get it. Would you get it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to see it. I would get it.
They just go someplace and sit in the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I could do that.
How's that funny?
I don't know.
You just look like you're wearing green pants and a black shirt with really poor makeup.
That's because you didn't know who Kim Possible was.
I guarantee you, if we put a picture up, no, we can't now because people know. But if like, no.
I literally got off the elevator, immediately ran into Lala from KS, and she said, oh, it's Kim Possible.
Okay, so a certain group of people.
Yeah.
Does she have red hair?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because then I saw a dude in an orange tracksuit with orange hair.
Is it the Lorax?
Damn it.
That's a big costume this year.
I'm so bad at it. I was like, I don't know who that is. How would I know who that is?
I would have guessed Vector or something.
He's closer to Vector, but Vector doesn't have orange hair.
He's got a brown bowl cut.
Okay. I I don't know. I do like it, though, that we're getting away from the scary and into the clever. Like, the funny,
Very
the clever.
Clever.
I like that.
It's not clever. Yeah, there was some girl... Never mind. I can't even do it. Because I don't even know who it is. I'm not going to be able to describe it. She's wearing, like, a white tank top, jeans, and a red hat or something, and a hoodie. And I was driving my daughter and her friend, and they were both like, oh, it's blank from blank. Some video game. They're like, oh, it's blank from the video game. And I'm like... She just looks like a high school student wearing a tank top and a hat.
Yeah. Like, I think, don't you need kind of a different costume for going trick-or-treating? Because you're going to have all the blue hairs opening the door, and they want to see all the youngins in their costumes. And it's like, I'm from the Five Nights at Freddy's, but version two.
Right. If you see, it's like, That's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know that.
They're like, going to hate my daughter.
They just say I'm a video game character. And it's like, okay, enjoy your candy.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
This entire thing was supposed to be about Halloween candy, and we've run out of time. So we're going to talk about Halloween candy in some form next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about trick-or-treating. And here's the deal. I'm obviously not going to make it home in time. I'm still going to hand out candy. But if you're in my hood, please do not TP my house. I'm going to be there. Here's the problem. I get really scared because people... I'm not pretentious when I say this. I bought a foreclosed house and it has automatic lights and I can't stop them.
Yeah, we were going over all the different ways we could try, and none of them would work.
No, it won't work.
We
my porch light is going to be on. So if you're ringing my doorbell and no one comes to the door, I'm just not there.
Why can't you send one of your kids?
I'm going to try to get one of my kids over, but it's not that easy to turn them off even when you're in the house.
Oh.
There's a specific button you
have
to hit.
Put out a candy bowl until you get back.
I'm not. Well, I'm here, so how would I do that?
Moxie.
Have one of your kids put it out.
So I was just going to stay down here, get the lights turned off, and I'm just going to stay down and not do it. And then I was like, you know what? This sounds weird, but with my father passing, I feel like I need the kids at my door tonight. Do you know what I mean? There's something, I've kind of dreaded it for years, and now I'm looking forward to it. Like, I kind of just want to...
Yeah.
Because it's just...
It's innocent.
People, and experiencing life.
Yes.
Yep.
So I went and dropped like $140 on candy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So here's why I wanted to talk about this. While I was at the store, when you buy Halloween candy, do you buy Halloween candy anticipating your guests? Or do you buy Halloween candy that you want and hope nobody shows up?
That one,
yeah.
Easily.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I saw that they came out with Nerds Clusters.
Yeah. It's such a little bag,
though. It's such a little bag, but...
I don't think I'm going to put it out. I think I'm going to save that bag.
Exactly.
Oh, God, I'm the worst person.
No, what are you anticipating your guests? You get what you get if you're trick-or-treating. And I want to know that I get what I want when it's over.
I was looking for quantity. So I was like... But so the first thing I did was grab a bag that said like 200.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed it, but it's the nasty bag.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the Tootsie Rolls. No, it's got one good thing in there. It's got the sleeve of Gobstoppers.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the box. Caramel apple.
No, it doesn't.
That's good. I think it does.
No.
Tootsie makes the caramel apple.
Yeah, but those
are...
I know those. Those are sold separately in the other bag. They're just regular Tootsie Lollipops.
They are?
Yeah. I went through the bag yesterday.
Are you serious?
My blood sugar was low.
How much candy have you had already?
Only that. It was like 4 pieces yesterday. That is it. So I'm really hoping that no one comes to your house because I want your leftover candy.
You want me to bring the leftovers in? No.
You guys, that's the tradition here. Everyone brings in their leftover candy.
I know, but Steve...
He would get king size.
King size.
I know. Yeah.
And nobody came to his house because he's scary. And so we would have like Snickers, like a Snicker, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't want you to bring in the leftover of that bag. That's the terrible bag.
No, so I didn't buy that.
We want chocolate. Chocolate bars.
No, so that was my thing.
Are you trick-or-treating?
Here's the other thing. My neighbor across the street, who we all adore, Josh.
Yeah.
He doesn't like chocolate.
What?
Like, it's just one of those things where you love somebody and then you go, ooh, can I even...
If I had a choice, I would pick like fruity candy.
Oh my God, that's so weird. I don't understand. My kids are you. And I look at them, I'm like, there's a Snickers caramel right there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, do you have gummy bears? And I'm like,
do you have Sour
Patch
Kids?
There's a Snickers caramel right there. Like,
oh, I mean, I love it all. Don't get me wrong. I would never turn my back on a Sour Patch Kid, but it's chocolate. Yeah, but chocolate. I mean, a chocolate like a Reese's, a Snickers, a Hershey.
Yeah, that's right. You're lame. Because your wife's from Pennsylvania, so you have to pretend to care.
You had mentioned white chocolate. Which thing?
Oh yeah. It's kind of a service I provide for the community. Is I test out the candy in the months leading up to Halloween to make sure it's all
the
up.
Months.
How are you being? Because I think you're being serious.
Of course I'm being serious.
How long have you been buying Halloween candy for?
When do they put it out?
Whenever, like June.
Yeah, whenever it's out, you got to start sampling.
You bought it and didn't save it. You ate it.
I ate it. Absolutely. Yes. Not all at once. A couple. A weekend.
How many bags do you think you've gone through so far?
Honestly, probably 4 or 5. Probably 4 or 5 of like the 50 piece range. Because I don't buy it for the quantity. I'm based on what's in the bag. So there's
what is your dream bag? Because to me, there's a Snickers bag that's dope.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good.
I couldn't find any today. There is Mars All Caramel.
Yes.
That bag,
I got you that bag last year, I think.
Because it's caramel M&Ms.
It's like Rolos.
And it's like got the Milky Way caramel.
Yeah.
Which is just a ridiculous bar. And then like something else that you don't know, Twix, like, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a good bag. I couldn't find it. I found Snickers peanut butter. It's got like all three different kinds of Snickers.
Okay.
So is that
a
good bag?
Almond regular.
It's a good bag. Yeah. It's a good bag. My all time bag is they do a white chocolate bag. That's what we were talking about. It has the Hershey's, the cookies and cream bar.
Nice.
It has the white chocolate Kit Kat. It
Gross.
Has and it has like a marshmallow Kit Kat, and then it has just regular Reese's pumpkins. And it is the
best.
It
doesn't have the white chocolate Reese's?
No, it doesn't.
So then it's not a white chocolate bag, is it?
They make white chocolate ones. Why would they not include those in there?
I don't know. I don't know why they don't. But it's good because then you get a little bit of the chocolate, you get the white chocolate, and it's the perfect bag. I've been through like 3 of them.
What about?
I highly recommend it. It's a service I provide.
There's none left for us.
No one else is doing the hard work. Someone's got to do it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What is it, Yellowstone Park that has like the...
Volcano?
The geyser. Geysers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference?
Okay. A volcano is lava.
I literally have no... Okay. Stupid stories,
here
we go.
It's supposed to be stupid stories, but I guess it's just going to be Aaron just
is it,
giving us... Okay.
That's the thing that's going to erupt geysers, and take us out. I thought that was
that's a super volcano under and these... We've run out of time. geysers are normally great, but I got a geyser that you won't appreciate.
Okay. I have a story where I've been right all this time about eating fast food, and you're all missing out.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Georgia.
Oh, you don't say. You got molasses on the mail.
Mm-hmm. There was two women. They were on a road trip in Georgia.
They was in Georgia.
Yeah, they were on a road trip to reconcile their relationship. They'd been on the rocks, and they said, let's just take a long drive. Yeah.
Georgia. No surprise. Oh, wow. We're all over the map.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. So they're on this trip, and they said, we're fixing our relationship. So they stopped at a gas station that had a McDonald's there. They're like, let's get some food. And apparently things were going well. They were reconciling. In fact, they started getting a little heated. They started going at it. They said, you know what? We could get a room or... This McDonald's has a front lawn.
No,
they didn't. They were
on the lawn.
Yes, they in a naughty way. They were getting after it. They didn't keep any of this to themselves.
Loving it.
They were in their birthday suits.
God. If you stole his punchline,
I probably did. I'm so sorry. He's so mad.
No, I had another one. It's just I can't say it. It's too inappropriate. There's something about there's golden arches and arch. Right. You know, I'm
all right.
But they were cited for public indecency.
Oh, they did get arrested. Yeah. You're not allowed to make sweet.
Nope, not in Georgia.
Not in Georgia.
Not in any state.
Georgia.
You can't. Yeah.
I just want to say, in Commerce City, that is actually okay.
No, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. 104th and Chamber, just swing on by, have a little boink.
Okay, is there a McDonald's there?
There is.
Okay, all right.
I'm interested.
And a pizza. There's one of those there, too.
Wow.
It's always hot and ready, if you know what I'm saying. My story is out of, I can't wait for this one, Moscow.
Russia.
Yeah.
The mother Russia. This story has happened, God. Am I doing it?
I don't know.
This story has happened recently in China, we talked about. A geyser erupted out of... What am I doing?
It's a combination.
It's something... A geyser... It's a little groove.
Yeah.
It's got a little...
The moon!
We are going to steal the moon! A geyser erupted out of nowhere in the middle of Moscow, but unfortunately, it was a geyser of poop. This recently happened in China, I believe. Sewage was launched more than 180 feet into the air. They're calling it a fecal fountain, which continued for several minutes and spread debris and contaminated water all over buildings, vehicles, and public areas.
Was the water contaminated? You gotta clarify. Don't drink it, anyone!
No word on what Putin had to say about it.
Oh, no.
Putin. Because it's poop.
I hate this.
You get it? It's poop.
Yeah.
It's poop. It's poop. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.